Okay. So relax your forehead. Relax your mouth and try to smile a little bit if you can. A meditating Buddha with a scowl would not be very pretty. Relax your fingers. And pull on your stomach slightly. And come to your breath. Now ask your Lama to come and sit with you. Now make an offering to your teacher. Best offering is your attempts to practice, whether they're successful or not. And confess to your Lama anything negative you did, especially in the last day. for many of us in retreat, it's a negative thoughts about somebody. Then tell your lama about something nice you did yesterday. Or something nice you saw somebody do. Ask your lama to teach you. Continue teaching. Ask them to stay in your life. Now please come to your body. The object of meditation is your body. And you are scanning it from top to bottom. Is anything moving? Am I moving anything? Aside from the natural movement of the breath, am I as still as a statue? We'll stay here for 5 minutes. Are my fingers moving? Are the muscles of my face moving? If you find that your position has, you've lost your position, your chin is down, or it's okay to move to bring it back to a normal position. That kind of movement is okay. Now please come to your breath. Long, slow exhales out your forehead. You might want to find the place in your forehead first. Move around, move your focus around like a flashlight. And find the place that feels good and helps you focus. It's a small chakra below the skull, above the spot between the two eyebrows. Drill down into your skull slightly. Move that flashlight around, the flashlight of your attention, your focus, move it around. Go left, go right, go up, go down, go in, go out. And see if you can find the sweet spot where your focus is very enhanced by focusing on this spot. Try not to tighten up your forehead, like focus, but keep the forehead loose and relaxed, airy. Find that spot. And then start to breathe out of it. Exhale from that spot. Long, relaxed exhales. Comfortable, happy, contented. Don't scrunch up your forehead. If something's starting to fall asleep in your hands or fall asleep in your legs, just let it go. Don't worry, it won't hurt you. Start using the lower abdomen to push the air up and out your forehead. Pull the navel to the spine, towards the spine. Don't tighten your forehead. Now start to become aware of the inhale from across the breadth of your shoulders and moving down your shoulder blades and narrowing as it reaches the bottom of the spine, so that now we have a cycle of breath. Inhale from the back, move your shoulder blades closer to each other. On the inhale, the angel's wings are flexing The shoulder blades are moving together, the chest is coming out. And then on the exhale, the lower belly is moving towards the spine. And go through that cycle of exhale from the forehead, inhale from the shoulders, down the back. And then the lower belly pushing the air out the forehead. We'll stay here for a few minutes. On the exhale, shoulder blades come together, chest comes out. Try not to move otherwise. And now we'll move to the real meditation object. You are observing from above the atmosphere of the earth. Below is the bright blue of the earth. Above is the blackness of this outer space. You are looking across, and you are seeing yourself, the Buddha, future Buddha. You can also picture your teacher with you or your partner. And just enjoy this beautiful being, ultimately loving, ultimately wise, and with a face to match. Beautiful golden light. I'm going to start a timer. And when you hear the bell, check and see if you're still watching that Buddha or you're watching a hamburger or something. Did you lose the object or not? There'll be one bell to start the bell. And don't fight to stay on the object. Just enjoy the object so much that you don't want to go someplace else. Was your mind on the object, or was it someplace else when the bell rang? We'll try again. Was your mind on the object, or not when the bell rang? The bell will ring, and then we'll start. Was your mind still on the object? We'll try one more time. The bell will ring and then we'll start. stay in meditation. Now we'll check the quality of the meditation. I'll start the timer, the bell will ring. And when the bell rings again, check if you are sleepy or your mind is a little agitated, you are thinking about something else, or are you on the object with good quality of meditation? Here we go. How was the quality of your meditation? Was it sleepy? Was it sharp and clear, enjoyable? Or was it busy and you had trouble holding the object? We're going to do one more time. When the bell rings the second time, how's the quality of your meditation? How was the quality of your meditation? Were you sleepy or were you engaged and having fun? Or were you tired or thinking about other things? Come back to your breath now for 3 long breaths. Dedicate this meditation up on this mountain for the whole world below. Then you can release your meditation. Take a stretch. Good. Nice.